Krista Beck is one of the four finalists for the Star in Agri-Science. Krista, tell me about yourself and your background.
Well, I am from the Pezville FFA chapter. I'm currently a senior at the Mississippi State University, majoring in poultry science, concentrated in pre-veterinary medicine. I started my SAE about 5 years ago, and it's been an ongoing process ever since.
Tell me about your project.
For my projects, I have been researching factors that impact the performance of different types of broilers found in the industry. Initially, I was doing this research to improve how my broilers perform in my facilities, and it's grown now to industry scope where I'm looking at improving the performance now that the industry is moving towards an antibiotic-free program of production.
And why did you choose this SAE?
I chose this SAE, as I said before, I was raising broilers before I started my SAE. I had a personal business where I was raising 400 to 600 broilers a year, and I wanted to try to improve their performance, and I wanted to understand what impacted them when they were growing in my facilities. So that led me to ask questions, and I started doing research projects from there.
All right, and if you could go back in time and give yourself advice, what would you say?
If I could go back in time, I think I'd tell myself to be confident in what I'm finding and what I understand. When I was younger, I wasn't as confident in the information that I knew, and I think it's important for my younger self to understand that even though I don't know everything that's going on, I know enough to talk about it.
And if you end up being named Star in Agri-Science, how does this change things for you?
Being named Star in Agri-Science would obviously be a huge honor for me. I've worked very hard. I've committed many hours, as have all the other finalists. We've all worked very hard for our research. And I think it would just be one of those things to tell people that my research was honored at a national level.
And what were your influences, or who were your role models during this process and this SAE?
I had several role models over the years. Obviously, my ag teacher and my science teachers were some of them. I had advisors along the way who helped me with speaking and developing the ability to answer tough questions that judges might throw at you. But once I moved to college, I then had professors. So lots of different people have impacted my SAEs.
And what are your passions in life?
Some of my passions in life include improving the poultry industry. I want to make a positive impact in the industry. I have a concern for the birds as well as the people who grow the birds, and I want to make sure that they're happy with how their birds are performing, and I want to make sure that the birds are happy from an animal welfare standpoint. There's a lot of science that goes into animal agriculture, and I want to just keep building that science repertoire in the industry.
And what was your biggest challenge with this project?
My biggest challenge, I would say, would be managing the issues that may pop up in a project. You might have a project where a flock has higher mortality, or you have data that becomes irrelevant. They aren't statistically significant. And you have to deal with the fact that what you worked on wasn't completely, it didn't result in the things that you wanted to find out. And in the long run, that leads you to ask more questions and maybe develop a new project, new research.
For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.